Load is the force or the imposed stress that must be supported by an airplane structure in flight. The loads imposed on the wings in flight are stated in terms of load factor. In straight and level flight, the wings of an airplane support a load equal to the sum of the weight of the airplane plus its contents. This particular load factor is equal to what's referred to as 1G, where G refers to the force or the pull of gravity. However, a force called centrifugal force is generated, which acts toward the outside of a curve any time an airplane is flying in a curved flight path, such as during turns, climbs, or during descents. When an airplane is flying in a curved flight path with a positive load, the load that the wings must support will be equal to the weight of the airplane plus the load imposed by the centrifugal force. Therefore, it can be said that during level flight, turns increase the load factor of an airplane. As the angle of bank of a turn increases, the load factor increases. The amount of excess load that can be imposed on the wing of an airplane depends on the speed of the airplane. An example of this would be a change in direction made at high speed with abrupt control movement, which results in a high load factor being imposed. An increased load factor will cause the airplane to stall at a higher airspeed. Some conditions that increase the load of an aircraft are overloading the airplane, flying with too steep of an angle of bank, flying in turbulence, and abrupt movement of the flight controls. Because different types of operation require different maneuvers, and therefore varying bank angles and varying load factors, aircraft are separated into categories determined by the loads that their wing structures can support. In the normal category, the positive limit load is 3.8 times the gross weight. In the utility category, it's 4.4 times the gross weight. And in the acrobatic category, it is 6 times the gross weight. These limit loads should not be exceeded in actual operation, even though a safety factor of 50% above limit loads is incorporated in the strength of an airplane. How do you impose an extra load on an airplane during flight? Well, during flight, the wings will support the maximum allowable gross weight of the airplane. The airplane is designed and certificated for a certain maximum gross weight during flight. It's important that the airplane is loaded within the specified limits because if you overload the airplane, certain flight maneuvers will impose an extra load on the airplane structure. And if the airplane is overloaded, certain flight maneuvers will impose stresses on the airplane that will exceed the design capability. Overstressing an airplane can also occur if the pilot engages in certain maneuvers that create high loads, regardless of how the airplane is loaded. A change in speed during straight flight will not produce any appreciable changes in load, but when the change is made in the airplane's flight path, an additional load is imposed on the airplane structure. This is particularly true if a change is made in the direction at high speeds with rapid forceful control movements. There are certain laws of physics which state that a mass will continue to move in a straight line unless some force intervenes, causing the mass to assume a curved path. During the time the airplane is flying in a curved flight path, it still attempts, because of inertia, to force itself into a straight line. The tendency to follow a straight flight path rather than curved flight generates a force called centrifugal force, which acts outward toward the outside curve of the airplane's flight path. Anytime an airplane is flying in a curved flight path with a positive load, the load that the wings must support will be equal to the weight of the airplane plus the load imposed by the centrifugal force. A positive load occurs when back elevator pressure is applied, causing centrifugal force to act in the same direction as the force of weight. A negative load will occur when forward pressure is applied on the elevator control, causing centrifugal force to act in a direction opposite to that of the force of weight. A curved flight path or curved flight producing a positive load is a result of increasing the angle of attack and consequently the lift. Increased lift always increases the positive load imposed on the wings. However, the load is increased only at the time the angle of attack is being increased. Once the angle of attack is established, the load remains constant. Load factor is the ratio of the total load supported by the airplane's wings to the actual weight of the airplane and its contents. The actual load supported by the wings divided by the total weight of the airplane. For example, if an airplane has a gross weight of 2,000 pounds, and during flight, that same airplane is subject to aerodynamic forces which increase the total load the wings must support to 4,000 pounds, the load factor would be 2.0, which is 4,000 pounds, the load which was imposed, divided by the gross weight of the airplane, 2,000 pounds. 4,000 divided by 2,000 equals 2. In this example, the airplane wing is producing lift that is equal to twice the gross weight of the airplane. Another way of expressing load factor is the ratio of a given load to the pull of gravity. We refer to a load factor of 3 G's, where G refers to the pull of gravity in the case where the weight of the airplane is equal to 1 G and the load of 3 times the actual weight of the airplane is imposed on the wings due to curved flight. The load factor would be equal to 3 G's. The approximate maximum bank for conventional light airplanes is 60 degrees, which produces a load factor of 2. An additional 10 degrees of bank will increase the load factor by approximately 1 G, bringing it dangerously close to a point at which structural damage or complete failure may occur in these airplanes. At an angle of bank of slightly more than 80 degrees, the load factor exceeds 6 G's, which is the limit load factor of an acrobatic airplane.